It's Thursday, the 23rd of July, and you're listening to Northland Views here on Sun Sounds of Arizona. This is your volunteer reader and flying staff, Chuck Kaufman, bringing you these headlines from the WilliamsNews.com website, News of Williams and the Grand Canyon. 2026 primary election, unofficial results for Williams Mayor, City Council, and more. 488-acre Gonzales Ranch protected for public open space and outdoor recreation. And Tucson News, tax increase, zone change approved. That first article, primary 2026, unofficial results for Williams Mayor, City Council, and more. This is by Calvin Shoemaker from the 22nd. Williams. The Coconino County Elections Department began reporting unofficial results for Arizona's 2026 primary election on Tuesday night. As of Wednesday morning, in the contest for a two-year term as Williams Mayor, Carrie Lynn Carter Murde leads John W. Moore by more than 100 votes following the initial batches of processed ballots. Carter Murde has 388 votes, 60.91%, versus Moore's 247, 38.78% so far. Partial Tuesday night results from the Williams precinct shows vote counts for the contest for 3 4-year terms on the Williams City Council as follows. Lee A. Payne, 424, for 26.82%. Ken Ides, 396 for 25.05%, Michelle Campbell, 266 for 16.82%, Darlene Foster, 244, 15.43%, Jeremy Peasley, 242, 15.31%, write-in, 9 votes for 0.57%. Under Williams City Code, a council candidate who wins a majority of votes in the primary is elected outright, bypassing the general election. Preliminary results show 73.86% support for Proposition 401, which would extend an alternative expenditure limitation home rule option for Williams, allowing the city government to set its own expenditure limit for the next 4 fiscal years. The proposition would allow the city to expend approximately $38,471,550 next fiscal year, rather than the estimated state-imposed limit on city spending of $15,240,097. In other local elections, Williams Justice of the Peace Rob Crombean is set to serve a 5th term, while Williams Constable Greg King will be elected a second time after the 2 candidates ran unopposed. Candidates in the town of Tucson also saw no opposition this election cycle, as Mayor Clarinda Vale will serve another 2-year term and council members Joss Collett and Elena Villanueva will serve 4-year terms. In-person ballots, early ballots turned in on Election Day, and any provisional or conditional ballots will be counted until completed, as Coconino County election officials anticipate being fully done with tabulation by Monday. The cured deadline for early voters needing to fix an issue with their early ballot is 5 p.m. Sunday. For the latest results, including primary races at the federal and state levels, visit coconino.az.gov/vote and or results.arizona.vote. Results are considered unofficial and preliminary until canvassed by the Coconino County Board of Supervisors on July 31st. And that's 2026 primary election, unofficial results for Williams Mayor, City Council, and more. Our next headline, 488-acre Gonzales Ranch protected for public open space and outdoor recreation. This is from the Trust for Public Land from the 21st of July, Williams. In June, Trust for Public Land, the TPL, and Coconino County, in partnership with the City of Williams and generous donors, announced the protection of the 488-acre Gonzales Ranch property in Williams, Arizona. The forested landscape, which includes ponderosa pine forest, open meadows, and Gonzales Lake, will become a new public open space and outdoor recreation area for residents and visitors alike. The Trust for Public Land facilitated the project by receiving a majority of the ranch, 366 acres, as a donation from a family with roots in northern Arizona. An adjacent 122 acres was also purchased by the TPL with a generous donation by extended family members. TPL was then able to donate the entire 488 acres to Coconino County, where it will be managed by the County Parks and Recreation Department. Located adjacent to Interstate 40 and sharing a 1.5-mile boundary with the Kaibab National Forest, Gonzales Ranch offers significant opportunities for outdoor recreation, preservation, and public access. Future uses may include recreational trails connecting to the nearby national forest lands, outdoor education, and wildlife and nature viewing, for example. Gonzales Ranch represents an extraordinary opportunity to protect open space, expand outdoor recreation access, and preserve the natural character of Williams for future generations, said Michael Patrick, Senior Project Manager at Trust for Public Land. By working together with the donors, Coconino County and the City of Williams, we're helping to transform a property once considered for intensive development into a lasting public resource where residents and visitors can connect with nature, explore the outdoors, and experience the landscapes that make northern Arizona so special. The protection of Gonzales Ranch preserves the property from potential large-scale commercial development. On behalf of Coconino County, I want to express our sincere gratitude to the families who entrusted the Gonzales Ranch to Coconino County and to the Trust for Public Land for helping make this remarkable conservation effort possible. Coconino County District 3 Supervisor Tammy Ontiveros said, "This donation ensures that the ranch's natural beauty, cultural heritage, landscape, and wildlife habitat will be protected and enjoyed for years to come. We are honored to accept this gift and the responsibility that comes with preserving this special place for our community and future generations." Williams, a rural community of approximately 3,500 residents located west of Flagstaff along Interstate 40, has long branded itself as the gateway to the Grand Canyon. Outdoor recreation and tourism play a major role in the local economy, supported by the city's historic downtown, the restored Fred Harvey Hotel, and the Grand Canyon Railway, which connects Williams to the south rim of Grand Canyon National Park. The city supports the planned uses of the land as county park open space and recreational property for its residents and visitors. For a number of years, the community faced concerns the ranch could be developed for a variety of other uses, which included residential development, solar farm, and an amusement park. "I strongly feel that this is the best use of this property for our community," said Don Dent, mayor for City of Williams. "I believe it is the best news we've had in many years. We are so grateful to the generosity of the families that donated this land and to Coconino County and Trust for Public Land for this successful outcome." In 2022, the principal of the entity that owned Gonzales Ranch helped spearhead the vision for conserving the property for public use by contacting Coconino County and the City of Williams with the idea of donating the land for public open space and recreation. Trust for Public Land, a national nonprofit with a long history of completing complicated land protection projects, was then engaged to help complete the transaction and realize the shared conservation vision. The landowner said, "This land is a gift from God to the people of Williams and northern Arizona. Our family is grateful that its beauty will be preserved and enjoyed by the residents and many others for generations to come." County Parks and Recreation plans to work with the City of Williams, recreational user groups, and other community members to develop a master plan for the future uses of the land. The department also seeks to further leverage the value of the land donation to secure additional outside funding for recreation improvements, including potential support from grant applications. That's 488-acre Gonzales Ranch protected for public open space and outdoor recreation. Our next item by Calvin Shoemaker from the 21st. Tusayan News, tax increase, zone change approved. Tusayan, a new transactional privilege tax, a TPT increase, will go into effect October the 1st in the town of Tusayan following last week's approval from the town council. The TPT, or sales tax increase, will go from 2 to 4% for most businesses except for restaurants and bars, which will see a rate hike from 4 to 6%. Food purchased for at-home consumption is exempt. Town manager Greg Clifton said the additional revenues generated from the tax increase will be used to secure a municipal bond that will help fund major capital projects prioritized by town leadership, such as the construction of a new town hall, sports complex enhancements, flood mitigation, and town workforce housing. The whole TPT increase is about capital projects, Clifton said during the July 14th town council meeting. Really is about nothing more. Zone change approved. Also last week, Tusayan Town Council approved a zone change for a proposed outdoor recreation snow play facility located on three parcels owned by Red Feathers Properties, totaling 11.66 acres east of Highway 64, behind the McDonald's and south of Grand Canyon Camper Village. Plans include creating an engineered sled run that could potentially be utilized as an all-weather synthetic tubing hill for use in the off-season. A decision on whether snowmaking will be used is expected to be made prior to final site plan approval, according to planning documents. The snow play facility is considered to be an interim use of the property to allow for various commercial uses in the future, according to Clifton. As indicated by the large on-site parking lot that may also be used for community gatherings and other events. Future uses of the property may include employee living quarters under an agreement with the town. And that's Tusayan News. Tax increase, zone change approved. Our next item, education leaders reassure Williams Unified School District 2 is in a good place. This is by Calvin Shoemaker from the 21st of July, Williams. Williams Unified School District Number 2, WUSD 2, leaders are voicing a message of positivity following budget cuts and in-depth discussions about district finances. Among the district's financial properties is getting approval from the Coconino County Board of Supervisors for a one-time cash deficit levy to recoup about $500,000 in under-levied tax funding from previous years. The additional one-time property tax levy would allow the district to recapture tax dollars it should have received in prior years but did not due to underestimated enrollment numbers during the budgeting process. We tried to be conservative and we tried to be fiscally responsible, and it actually hurt us, explained WUSD 2 Board President Steve Auld at the July 16th board meeting. It kept us from getting the money that we had coming to us. The board's request follows a recent change in district leadership and efforts to right-size the budget and tighten up spending. Williams High School principal Dr. Connie Hargis has been appointed acting superintendent after a mutual split between the board and its prior superintendent, Eric Evans. According to Hargis, the district is not at risk of receivership or intervention from the Arizona State Board of Education and is moving in the right direction. Nearly all findings of a performance audit that found district administrators lacked adequate controls over spending have been addressed, she said. Additional stopgaps have been put into place. Additional transparency has been put into place, Hargis said, as those audit findings were coming to the district office team, they immediately made changes. This November, the district will send a budget override election to voters with hopes of continuing a 10% maintenance and operation budget override. District leaders have emphasized approval would bring no additional property tax, as the request is to continue an existing voter-approved tax. If not backed by voters, the funding would be phased out over the coming years, meaning hundreds of thousands of dollars in less money for the district, which could be detrimental to students. According to WUSD 2 business manager Brian Ford, the district has never overspent its budget and does not anticipate having to access a line of credit. I'm very confident moving forward that we're in a good place and that we will be continuing to make gains, Ford said. We're in a good spot, Hargis added. The concerns have already been addressed and we're already moving forward in a really positive direction. The Board of Supervisors will need to decide on the district's levy request prior to adopting this year's tax rates in August. And that's Education Leaders reassure Williams Unified School District 2 is in a good place. You're listening to Northland Views here on Sun Sounds of Arizona with your volunteer reader, Chuck Kaufman. I'd like to remind you that you can listen to Northland Views and other Sun Sounds of Arizona programming, either as it streams or at a time of your choosing, by going to the Sun Sounds of Arizona website at sunsounds.org or downloading the Sun Sounds of Arizona app, available from the Apple App Store for your iPhone or iPad, or from the Google Play Store for your Android phone or tablet. And you can listen to Sun Sounds of Arizona streaming on your Amazon Dot, Echo, or Show. Calvin Shoemaker writes our next article, Constable Greg King Continues Devoted Career in Law Enforcement. This on from the 21st of July, Williams. Throughout his more than half century in law enforcement, Williams Constable Greg King has just about covered the gamut. From guarding a nuclear-loaded B-52 to protecting livestock from threats on a college campus, King has amassed a depth of knowledge and experiences. His 55-year and counting career as a policeman began after high school when he joined the U.S. Air Force during the Vietnam War. King went on to become a sheriff's deputy in Pinal County and a police officer in Prescott prior to serving 33 years as an Arizona State Trooper, while also completing assignments with multiple state security agencies. I've been a policeman for a long time, King said, and that's the only thing I ever wanted to do. Following his work with DPS, King became a bailiff at the Williams Justice Center in 2018, which led to being appointed Coconino County Constable for the Williams Precinct in 2021. Voters elected him the following year, and this year King faces no opposition on the ballot for a position that might not seem all that appealing to most. As Williams Constable, much of King's time is spent traveling the roads of Precinct 3, which covers about 7,000 square miles, serving a range of criminal and civil papers on behalf of Williams Justice Court and other courts throughout Arizona and the United States to people who aren't exactly thrilled to receive them. Generally speaking, the papers are less than pleasant and frustrating, at the least, for somebody, said King. Since taking over as constable, King says he's made big strides from establishing an office to securing a work vehicle, official firearm, and other equipment, but the position's pay remains a concern. Coconino County Board of Supervisors voted 3-2 last month to keep King's salary at $16,000 for the upcoming four-year term, based on a statutory formula derived from the number of papers served. On average, King serves 100 papers a year, works about 90 hours a month, and last year he drove about 7,000 miles. He feels the pay is too low for his qualifications and duties and requested a salary of $26,000, which would have equated to about $22 an hour, he says. Although he said taking the job has been a challenging experience, King is still proud to serve an important role in the justice system that would otherwise be delegated to the Coconino County Sheriff's Office. "I'm going to do the job that I was hired to do by the public," King said. "They're going to have to work the pay out, and I will do the best job I can as a county constable in the meantime." Outside of work, King and his wife operate Feeding Williams, a nonprofit that collects and distributes food donations to shore up food pantries around Williams. That's Constable Greg King continues devoted career in law enforcement. Next we have Kaibab National Forest lifts fire restrictions. This is from the 21st of July, Williams. Due to an increase in rainfall in recent days, the Kaibab National Forest lifted all fire restrictions on July 18th. Fire managers continually evaluate conditions across the forest to help determine when to implement and rescind fire restrictions. The forest has received enough widespread rain to increase fuel moisture and decrease the risk of severe fire. To help prevent human-caused fires, forest visitors should always be vigilant while visiting the forest, regardless of restriction levels. Leaving your campfire unattended is illegal all year round. Campfires must be dead out, cold to the touch, before walking away. Fireworks and explosives are prohibited on national forest lands. Do not drive or park on dry grass. Hot exhaust pipes or sparks can start a fire. When pulling a trailer, be sure safety chains and other metal parts aren't hanging from your vehicle. Loose chains can drag and cause sparks. Never discard cigarette butts on the ground or in vegetation. Fully extinguish cigarette butts before throwing them away. This information was provided by the Kaibab National Forest for Kaibab National Forest lifts fire restrictions. Next, we have Fuller Center for Housing Bicycle Team makes stop in Williams. This is by Elizabeth LaGros, special to WGCN, from the 21st of July. On June 26, 15 bicyclists who were 30 miles from their 500-mile journey's end stopped in Williams for a rest and food at St. John's Episcopal Lutheran Church. The team was one of several from the Fuller Center Bicycle Adventure. And this was the two-week Canyon Connector ride, which started in Salt Lake City, Utah, and culminated in Flagstaff. Along the route, the teams repair and make improvements at homes across America. This team stopped in Price, Utah, and made major home improvements on a home for a longtime community advocate over a three-day period. They spent 11 days riding through High Desert, Bryce Canyon, and Grand Canyon National Park. The Fuller Center for Housing is based in Americus, Georgia, and is a faith-driven and Christ-centered organization. It promotes collaborative and innovative partnerships with individuals and organizations in an unrelenting quest to provide adequate shelter for all people in need worldwide. Leading the Canyon Connector ride was Brad Berkey. Brad grew up in Illinois and has been involved with his wife in nonprofit community work for many years. He's also a fitness enthusiast and has combined his love of cycling with home renovation skills. The team spent the late afternoon resting after fighting high winds and road construction on Highway 64 and Walker Hall at the church. Some, with energy to spare, went and visited a lot of the local shops on historic Route 66. The congregation fed them with lots of homemade foods for dinner, arranged for showers at the Aquatic Center, and provided them with breakfast before they took off for Flagstaff and ultimately their homes across the United States. Lots of hugs and thankful hearts as they left, and good feelings about the welcoming community of Williams. And that's Fuller Center for Housing Bicycle Team makes stop in Williams. Our final item from the Grand Canyon. Grand Canyon National Park eases South Rim fire restrictions. This is from the 21st of July. On Sunday, Stage 2 fire restrictions were lifted on the south rim of Grand Canyon National Park. Increased monsoonal activity across northern Arizona over the past week has significantly reduced fire danger in the area. South Rim remains in Stage 1 fire restrictions, which require that all campfires be contained in a designated fire ring within a maintained campground. Campfires and other open fires are never allowed below the rim. Inner Canyon users may continue to use gas cook stoves. River users should follow the conditions of their permit regarding fires along the Colorado River. Visitors are urged to take the following precautions. Check for fire restrictions and closures before hiking or camping. When using a portable stove, clear the area of grasses and other fire fuels and ensure the stove is stable to prevent tipping. Consider alternatives to campfires even when they are permitted. During periods of high fire danger, unattended campfires are more likely to escape. If you smoke, do so only on paved surfaces or in an enclosed vehicle. Never toss cigarette butts on the ground. Use an ashtray or pack out cigarette butts. Avoid parking or driving vehicles in tall, dry vegetation, as hot vehicle parts can ignite a fire. If you see a smoke or fire, note the location and report it by calling 911. Do not attempt to put out a fire yourself. Stage 2 fire restrictions are still in effect on the North Rim and will remain in place for the duration of the 2026 season due to limited water resources. Campfires, warming fires, charcoal grills, and outdoor smoking are prohibited except within enclosed vehicles. Liquid petroleum or LPG fuel devices such as camp stoves and lanterns are permitted only when used in an area cleared of flammable materials. Fireworks and other incendiary devices are always prohibited on public lands. More information can be found on the Parks Fire Information webpage, and that's available at www.nps.gov/grca/learn/management/fire-information, all one word, fire information, .htm. This information was provided by the National Park Service. For Grand Canyon National Park eases South Rim fire restrictions. You've been listening to Northland Views here on Sun Sounds of Arizona. This is your volunteer reader, Chuck Kaufman. I'd like to thank you for joining me for this Thursday edition and remind you that you can always hear Sun Sounds of Arizona programming like Northland Views on the Sun Sounds of Arizona website, available at sunsounds.org, or on the Sun Sounds of Arizona app, available from the Apple App Store for your iPad or iPhone, or the Google Play Store for your Android phone or tablet. And you can always listen to Sun Sounds of Arizona streaming on your Amazon Dot, Echo, or Show.